if you could introduce yourself.
Right. I'm Hugh Stoltz, local officer with Big Lottery Fund. I cover most of South London, so it goes as far as Kingston, Bexley, Lewisham. Well, I'm not simply around 13 boroughs within South London, but I'm not geographic specific, so I do cover beyond that. In terms of why we think groups should have digital access and digital technology, it is actually the future. So you will find increasingly the days when funders would post out an application are not dead, but are dying. And it also saves them postage and paper, and it will save you as well. A lot of information, rightly or wrongly, but again, it is the future and the direction of travel, has been put online. So the core thing of an organization at least having access to at least one computer, and so it opens the world. It's a bit like not having a telephone number or a mobile number. It makes you're closing off so much of the world to yourself. You're almost as if you're walking blind, but also people can't see you. One of the things I used to say to people, even before coming to Biggs, was when you're setting up an organization or when you have set up, you must have an effective online presence. Because with funders, yes, they have an application form and they will do a lot of assessment on that basis. But the more you ask for it, the more they're likely to put in your website and see what's on it. And that tells a lot about you. So even if it seems slightly superfluous to what you do, because you want to engage with people and we care about the people and we haven't got time for other things, the reality is your on-site presence tells a lot about, will tell a funder a lot about you. But also, a lot of us know, even my next door neighbor who's in her 70s and would normally have done this, when she's looking for certain things, she's got herself a computer which she got my son to set up when she got stuck. She increasingly will look for things online, including order from a restaurant. Because we got to a point where we would walk somewhere, then we got to a point where we would telephone people for things, and now increasingly that's been replaced by simply going online. So you need to have that presence, and people need to be able to see you, both funders and users. So it's absolutely vital.
Yeah. And why do you think events like today are important and essential for local voluntary organisations to come to?
I think it's vital. I think you have to learn your trade as a voluntary service. So part of it is delivering to people. The other part of it is the organisational management and how you position yourself for a range of opportunities. So you always have to be upskilling your delivery and your presence. And I think what these things say that, you know, for instance, the gentleman who mentioned people who do not have a computer to download an application form, you've lost out on so much. And there's a real chance if you don't, to use a better term, or for want of a better term, if you don't modernize the way you operate, you risk losing out and eventually withering and potentially dying. And it's not that the need for a service won't be there, because the people who need you, older people, younger people, people with special needs, a range of people, unemployed people, they will still be there, and sadly they probably will always be with us. But what will probably happen is that somebody else who is more savvy will slip into that gap and deliver. So whether they're from out to the borough or in the borough or just quite near to you, and have simply upskilled themselves and positioned themselves and have convinced a funder and potentially even convinced some of your own users that they are more up to speed on what's out there and how to engage. So it is vital that people learn that this is not superfluous. It is an essential part of how we deliver and how we grow.